program in the past? Look, yes, I have. Not every year, to be honest. The only year I really watched it was when a buddy of mine was the actual Bachelor, Sam Wood. I know, well, that's, as you do. Your mates on TV, what do? You watch the show. He doesn't watch it anymore. It's been going for years now. Nick, the Honey Badger, Cummins, last night. Who did he choose? No, no one. What do you mean? He ends up with one of them at the end. That's how the show works. Nah. Nah, sorry, we've changed it now. He just he can do what he wants. He doesn't have to pick one of the girls. How many months was everyone dragged along all the way? People aren't happy, by the way, with what happened last night. Two girls right at the end, Britt and Sophie. He didn't choose either. Nah, I'm done. I'm going to jump on a plane, go away on a holiday, turn my phone off so no, the media can't contact me. This is what happened last night.
I have something I need to tell you.
What?
It was almost laughable.
What?
He didn't pick me either. He picked nobody.
Are you kidding me?
I'm laughing, but it's...
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not, and I had to tell you because I heard you didn't know and I couldn't have you.
Are you...
No, I didn't want you to think that it was me, but it was neither.
Are you joking?
He said, basically he's not ready to give himself to anybody.
What?
Are you...
I'm sorry, but are you kidding me?
I don't understand why. I don't know.
Oh, my God, sit down with me.
That's why I had to come and see you.
I feel sorry for him.
I feel sorry for him, too.
I honestly feel...
He's obviously in a really... lost place.
He's obviously in a really lost place. I really feel sorry for him. What a load of crap that is there. I feel sorry for it. What, bringing the whole mental out? What? I feel sorry for him. Like, if he didn't choose one of us, he mustn't be right. He did not choose either you or me, but they're both thinking right now, oh my God, we can be best friends. Are we going to Bali? We're jumping on a plane. Have you put the, you know, the little rose emoji? Have you put that on your Instagram profile yet? Season 6? The Bachelor? Yep. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, let's go to Bali. We'll get the protein shaker, you know, the protein shaker things, and we'll endorse a protein powder, and we'll do, like, look-away photos, and we'll get paid $1,600, $2,000 per post. What do you think? Yeah, we're going to Bali for sure. Has anyone contacted you about the Spring Racing Carnival? Are you going to go on any marquee and we'll do pics for Insta? Yeah, definitely going to do that, honey. We now are best friends for sure. We're going to be besties. Yeah, let's just get endorsing. Let's do it. Oh, they're really distraught, the poor girls. Fake tears. Look at me. Righto. Mm. Okay. We'll leave it there. Mr. Honey Badger, what's he doing? He got paid $250,000. Not bad. Probably took 13, 14 weeks to film. Now he's gone away on a holiday. Can't remember where it was, but it's somewhere very remote, and he hasn't got a mobile phone. So these two girls today, don't worry, they'll be doing the radio rounds for sure, the Today Show. They'll be on absolutely everything, and then they will be literally on that plane to Bali. Love you, babe. Love this one. So close. Oh, my God, we went through this together. Poor old Nick, he mustn't be right. He must have issues if he didn't choose one of us. Got a tight ass story right now. We'll get to Steve from Tat in a tick. I don't know if you can outdo a girl Charlotte and I used to know. She had people over for a midweek dinner. Spag bowl it was, just before everyone's leaving. Hey, guys, $3.50 each. Thank you. Yep, we're splitting it. Come around. Don't invite people over for dinner and charge them for dinner. Same girl that also her dad came and visited from Scotland. They're both Scottish. Charged him Wi-Fi. Yeah. 10 days. Was it 10 days or 2 weeks? Yeah. Hey, Dad, $5 a day. You've been using my Wi-Fi. Good to see you, by the way. Thanks. Here, give us my money. Are you taking me to the airport? Am I taking the airport? No chance. Rightio, let's go to Steve from Tat. Steve, you got a tight-ass story?
When I was a young bloke, I started work just before I was 14. My mum used to make a list of all my lunches and everything like that, so every week I had to pay her back.
Yep.
And then about 10 years ago, I was living up on the Gold Coast and I twitched the sciatic nerve. And my mum rang up and said she was coming up to see me and the missus. So we thought she was going to come and look after us.
Yeah.
She rocked up. For 7 days, she went to all the theme parks, went sunbaking, done this, done that, had a ball. And then at the end of the trip, she charged me $320 for all the entrance fees and everything that she spent.
She invoiced you?
Yeah, no, I'm not joking, mate. I'm not joking at all. So I was stuck on my butt with my sciatica. And she went out and had a ball, and before she left, she hit me up $320.
So you're thinking, oh, this is nice. Mum's, I've done my bad. I've done my sadic. Mum's coming up. She's going to look after me. She's gone on a holiday, going to all the theme parks. At the end, invoices you for all the entrance fees.
Mate, spot on, mate. I couldn't believe it.
Your mum.
Yeah, I was, mate, it was a weird thing because it sort of shocked me, but it didn't shock me. You know what I mean?
But why? My question is, why does she think that she can invoice you for her holiday?
Because she's the fine ass, mate.
Oh, wow.
She's done it all our lives, mate. We've always had to pay rent. Every single thing that we've had in our life, we've had to pay for.
Righto. I love it. You've teed off on mum. Could she be listening now?
Nah, she's in Melbourne.
Ah, rightio. Okay. She could be through the Triple M app, but yeah. Hey, Steve from Tat, that's fantastic. Thanks for the call, mate.
No worries, buddy.
It's unbelievable. How can that happen? Hey, mum's coming up to look after me. Got a crook back. She goes off, does her thing, and then invoices you for the entrance fees, which is right up there, for all those theme parks up in the Gold Coast. That is absolutely fantastic.
Good morning, Shawnee. Happy Friday, my friend.
Jeez, you are up and about.
I am.
It's because of that thing.
Jim, coffee.
Who's Jim?
I went to the gym morning. Yep, the gym. Yep. Heard you on, by the way. You got a lot of fans there, mate.
What?
In the gym. I told you.
So
I'm there doing my steps, 1,000, no big deal.
Yeah.
And I hear you, I'm listening to your show.
Oh, mate.
I had a few thoughts, we'll talk about that when you get
off.
Oh,
yeah, you can give me an air check.
Of course, it was good, you're always good.
It's nice to know I'm on at the gym, actually.
Now, I want to bring something up with you. So I've walked in here, and usually when I walk in here, you ask me, you play your Pat Benatar, Fired Up Friday, here we go.
Yeah, well,
you're going, off you go. Yeah, okay, well, good, so you always play that.
Mm.
Now, I walked in here, and I had a Macca's coffee,
and
I put it down, and I peeled it off, and I said, oh, great, small fries will drink again, great. Why do I always get that? You're like, what? How many times have you won? And I went, well, I've won quite a bit. I've won a ticket to the Melbourne Aquarium. I run 3-month subscription to some Adrenaline Sports Channel. I've won free coffees. I pretty much win one in every 2 or 3.
This season? Can we call it a season?
Yeah, season, yeah. And then you're like, what? I haven't won anything.
I have not
Seriously?
Won anything. No cheeseburger. I know, that's why I'm thinking something's different this year. Have not won anything on the Monopoly this year.
Do you reckon
year.
They're showing me bias?
Well, maybe I'm just having a bad
Give
run.
Give me the special prize cups. Like when I walk in and they're like, oh, it's Billy.
Oh, it's Billy. Is that Billy from Triple M? Get him the special cups.
I think they see me coming across the road.
So, yeah, I'm fired up about that, to be honest.
Oh, that's all right, mate.
Not,
don't worry about
Not happy at all. I don't know how long's left in this Monopoly thing. Charlotte's right into it. She's got the app.
I do love it.
She's got the app and she goes, give us your... What?
People
are trading off.
I've been doing that. I've been actually putting them in the thing. Can't believe it. Never thought I'd do it.
Shepherd and buy, swap and sell.
Great marketing.
Yeah, there's people on there.
Selling what?
I'll swap your... I don't know.
Really?
Is it certain streets? I'll swap your Wyndham Street for fries.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, not local streets, but you know what I mean. People are swapping them on...
I'll swap you Wyndham for Bond.
I'll swap you...
That's a big one.
I'll give you Archer for what road?
Now, I want to bring something else with
me. Not happy about that.
I know you're not happy.
What else? Grumpy Sean today.
You are grumpy today. Fight Up Friday, as I've nicknamed it today. Now, obviously, I've walked in here the office. All the team, all the girls here particularly are talking about The Bachelor. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't watch a lot of it. I'm not really into that sort of stuff. So, obviously, there's a bit of a furor this morning. I understand he didn't choose either of the two girls. And I'll tell you what, that's pretty average. I mean, they're obviously on the show thinking that one of them's going to win. So technically, he's just strung them along. Mm. And then right at the end, he's gone, nah, see ya, I'm out of here. Pretty average.
What a waste.
And I think a lot of people here, I would hate to have opened his phone this morning.
Well, he's gone in hiding. He's jumped on a plane.
He's
gone
Isn't
somewhere.
Isn't he in Kakadu or
and
something?
He's turned his phone
this
off.
This is how you get a witchetty grub mate on the end of a stick.
Yeah, oh my God. And he's in his job. He's probably
grub,
his
mate. I've been as busy as a bricklayer, mate.
He needs a haircut.
Stop looking like, what's her name? Off Home and Away.
Elsa.
That meme you did, that was great.
That was a tweet that went crazy, actually.
But I think we're going to hear a lot more of this because it's really low.
Yeah. The two girls, though, aren't they?
I feel sorry for them.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Look, I feel sorry for that, but it's like they're going to do quite well out of this. Let's be honest. And I know I listened to you in the gym this morning. I mean, they're going to get a few contracts to do posts. And
that's right. I fired up at 6:58 this morning. You'll be able to catch up on that later on at triplem.com.au. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to become besties. Don't worry about that. The first thing they'll do right now, if they're not already, they're going to go to Bali.
Yeah.
They're going to put the little rose emoji on their Instagram profile. profiles, right? Season 6, The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yep. Did you see it?
They're going to go there and they're going to endorse products, probably protein powder with their little protein
activewear,
looking away from the screen in Bali and doing that heel thing where they lift their heel up. That's the new thing now.
They're gonna thanks to this, I've gotten over my heartbreak. Giddy.
They're in Bali and then they're going to go to the spring racing carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm in this marquee. So good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, look, it was really hard. I had a really hard time finding myself again, but now I feel that I'm back.
So
and I want to thank my 155,000 followers for really supporting me through this tough time.
I don't need the honey badger. I don't need the honey badger in my life.
No! Screw him!
Who would want him anyway?
I know!
Boring was he? I'm done with him. He's nobody. He can get stuffed. Oh. I'm done with the honey badger. We're going. I'm back now. I'm back.
Well, that was good. I'm back. We got
Thanks,
that off.
Thanks, Billy. Triple M.